Hello there, good morning. My name is Paul, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinion. Let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a news radio or television station, a newspaper?
Mm-hmm. No.
No? What about work or volunteer in a political campaign?
No.
Okay, so if you answer were no to those questions, we can go ahead and proceed with the survey. And we thank you very much for participating, okay?
Okay, thank you.
This is the first question. With which political party
you just asked me two questions. This is a third question. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
With which political party are you registered?
Republican.
Thank you. Next question. As you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, for the state legislature, and local offices like school board on Tuesday, August 20th? Are you definitely going to vote? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all?
Definitely.
Thank you. What is your main racial background?
I'm half white. Well, actually, half Italian, half Puerto Rican, actually.
Oh, okay. Oh, so would we consider, do you consider yourself Hispanic in that case?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, cool. Next, what age group do you belong to? Between 18 and 45, between 46 and 55, between 56 and 65, between
18 to 45.
Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say things in your community are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Neither. They're not going on the right direction, and they're not going on the wrong track. They're stayed the same as they've been, in my opinion.
Okay, yeah. We should have that option here. It's stagnant, right? We don't have that.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials focus on the most to help you and your family? All right, so I'm going to go down the list, and you can tell me at the end which one is most important to you. First, K through 12 education, next, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries. Next,
there you go. You don't even have to hear the rest.
Which one?
Inflation.
The inflation? Okay,
yes.
Thank you. You will now be giving a list of some public officials in Florida and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, you can also say so. Okay, first person here, Joe Biden.
As negative as I can say.
Okay, so it would be a very unfavorable.
Next, very unfavorable.
Donald Trump.
No opinion.
Next, Ron DeSantis.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Next, the reminder of this survey is going to focus on the issue of education in your community. From the following list, which issue should your county school board focus on most to improve K through 12 education? All right, so as I go down the list, maybe, you know, you hear what's the most important to you. The first one says increasing teacher pay. Next, reducing class sizes. Next, improving the academic rating of schools. Next, allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline. Next, ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained. Next, strengthening school safety and security measures. And the last one is increasing school choice options.
Discipline.
Okay. Yes. There we go. Thank you so much. You will now be asked about some organizations and groups you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, you can also say so. So the first being teachers unions. Teacher unions. Teachers unions.
No opinion.
No opinion. Okay. Next, charter schools.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Next, traditional public schools.
No opinion.
Thank you. Next, your local PTA or PTO?
PTA, like Parent Teacher Association? PTA?
Uh-huh. PTA or PTO.
Yeah, I don't have any knowledge on that. My kids attend private school.
Okay. Private schools.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Your county school board.
Very favorable.
Teachers.
Very favorable.
And Moms for Liberty.
No opinion.
Thank you. Next, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the job that your county school board is doing?
Generally approve.
And would that be a somewhat or strongly approve?
Excuse me? Somewhat.
Thank you. And how would you rate the quality of schools in your neighborhood? Would you say they are excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Like in my district, like where my kids would go to school? Is that what you're saying?
It doesn't say district here. It says in your neighborhood.
Neighborhood?
Yes.
Excellent.
Okay.
From what I understand, yeah.
Which of the following best describes you? So here we have three sentences, and I'm going to read the three sentences, and then you can pick one that best describes your opinion. First, it says, local educational issues are not of much interest to me at all. The second one says, although they are not top of mind concerns, I consider myself somewhat engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community. And the third one says, I consider myself extremely engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community.
The last one.
Thank you. And which of the following comes closer to your opinion? And over here we have two sentences. The first one says, we need to better fund our public schools. While educational choice is nice, it takes money out of our public schools and gives it to wealthy private schools. And the second sentence says, parents should have more educational options so their children can go to the schools that best serve their needs, regardless of their zip code or income.
The second one.
Okay, thank you.
We're coming up on 10 minutes. You told me this was going to be quick. I gotta get going. Sorry.
Okay. Sorry. I guess I lied.